96.9 The Sound, cool classics, hot hits. Thanks for joining us this evening in the studio for a sound check. We've got the Travis Larson Band online at thetravislarsonband.com. Welcome to the studio. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Brad. We're happy to be here, and it's maybe our only third, fourth trip to Washington and our first time in Olympia. So,
well, welcome to the state for
glad
sure.
To be hanging out. And you guys have a great studio here. I do a lot of radio, and this is the nicest radio station I've ever seen.
Well, thank you. It's definitely great. Not many have the luxury of that we have. So
this is nicer than most homes, I would imagine. Yeah.
Thanks for coming down. And also in studio, we've got Jennifer, who plays the bass, and Dale, who plays the drums.
Hi.
Hello.
Dale Moon, Jennifer Young. We've been working together for, 12, 13 years now, something like that.
Where are you guys from originally?
Dale.
I'm from Humboldt County, Northern California, real Northern California.
I'm from Southern California originally.
I am also from Southern California, but the band hails from San Luis Obispo, California for the last, Jennifer and I have lived there for the last forever.
He's having trouble with math right now, 20, I can tell.
Well, there's too many numbers in the music that we play, so by the time we get done with a gig, my calculation skills go down to tubes. But the band's been, this incarnation has been about 12, 13 years. And then before that, Jennifer and I played in bands together, going back to like 89, 90.
And it's an all-instrumental band with you guys, right?
Correct. Basically, grew up on that kind of music, and you find your strengths and you kind of follow them.
That's a great thing. And then with you guys individually, is it music something you grew up with, or is it something you picked up in later years?
I had a big brother, probably like a lot of people, was exposed to the stuff he was listening to, and I kind of grew up with it that way. But I didn't have a musical family as far as musicians. I kind of just got into that. You know, I bought my first Sears guitar, I think, when I was like 12 years old or something like that. Took piano lessons before that, but that was really me kind of spurring that on. As opposed to having like a trumpet player for a dad or something like that, you know,
right.
Just a non-musical family, but they listened.
Was it easy for you to learn picking it up later?
Well, it's never easy, you know,
right.
Especially playing challenging music. But I guess it was a good expression, and it kind of gave me an outlet. You know, like I say, you follow your strengths.
What is it about instrumental rock that you guys found to be inspiring and make you want to get on stage?
Dale,
I personally like how much it leaves the expression up to the instruments. Generally speaking, if you have a vocalist in the band, everybody's role becomes a supportive role. Whereas if there's no singer, then I get to hear a lot more guitar, which is what I like. Early on, I listened to a lot of Rush, which does have a vocalist, but then I started moving into guys like Steve Morris and Steve Vai and Joe Satriani, and I love hearing how much room there is for all the musicians to play.
That's interesting you say it like that, you know, as if it leaves more to the imagination, because sometimes with the lyricists, they write a certain thing, they want a certain message to be conveyed, but really the fans can kind of make their own message or draw inspiration in their own way from that.
That's a good analogy. I do think of it that way. It's sort of like literal art versus a little more abstract art. If you write lyrics to a song, you're kind of told what it's about and, you know, kind of taken through the emotional experience that you're supposed to have, as opposed to instrumental songs, it can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. And it's even interesting hearing back from people what they get out of these songs.
The interesting thing with me is when I started playing music, I didn't really even, you know, I was younger and I didn't realize instrumental music was a thing. You know, I was growing up on, you know, late 70s, early 80s radio. And then I first guy I was exposed to that was a guitar god, I guess, was Jeff Beck. And, you know, he still is one of the biggest instrumental guitar players in the world. So that kind of turned me on to this world of you could do that and you didn't have to necessarily play everything that was on the radio, or the things that were going on when I was first being exposed to music was more progressive bands, you know, like Dale mentioned Rush and ELP and Yes and that sort of thing. And, you know, certainly a lot of those are vocal bands, but I got interested in, I guess, interesting and diverse music early on.
And your guys' new album, Sound Mind, is in stores now. And if you're to describe the sound of the new album or your sound overall, what would we describe that as, or maybe give it a label?
Well, it's an instrumental, you know, progressive rock album. You know, it's a guitar rock album. But I would say that it's, like all our albums, an amalgamation of what we listen to, you know, growing up or now, or just kind of everything thrown in there. You know, like I mentioned before, I'm a big Jeff Beck fan, and there's some Rush influence. There's some kind of going the other direction. I started out taking piano lessons, like I said, so there's a jazz influence in our playing on some stuff that kind of surprises people sometimes, because a lot of our stuff is so almost kind of classic rock influenced in a way. It's a little more progressive than some of that, but has that kind of sound. And then some of our stuff is almost on the jazz side, where that was from the piano lessons. That was growing up playing Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock and all that stuff. So
very interesting to have such a well amount of different influence.
Yeah, and anything, yeah, I always said I liked any music that was good, you know, and we all know what that means. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And that doesn't necessarily mean it's got to be, you know, complicated or any of that stuff. My three favorite bands growing up were The Police, The Rolling Stones, and Rush, you know, and so, you know, The Police certainly started out as a punk band, and The Stones, you know, that's...
Started out as a blues band.
Yeah,
so.
And every bar band in the world covers The Stones. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, it wasn't like I was setting out to try and play specifically intellectual music, I guess, or something like that. It just kind of ended up that way.
And that's the cool thing about rock and roll, too, is it's an art form that can be so different yet so similar to many different people in different ways. Like The Stones start out as a blues band but really become a mainstream rock thing by the mid-70s. So
yeah.
It's always changing. It's just very cool that way.
Well, and that's the beauty of music, is it's almost like a language. You know, you can communicate with people that you would never necessarily communicate with. And I've found that just making friends, you know, we've traveled the country, and, you know, would I be hanging out with a guy from Olympia, Washington, or a guy from New Mexico? Or
you never know who you're going to run into.
Yeah, exactly.
96.9 The Sound. Cool classics, hot hits in the studio this evening. For a sound check, we've got the Travis Larson Band. Travis in studios, along with Dale, who plays drums. Jennifer plays the bass. Your guys' new album, Sound Mind, in stores now. And where do we get the album?
Well, the easiest way to find all the places is TravisLarsonBand.com. But you can get it on Amazon.com. It's available. You can order it in record stores. We've got tons of little distribution, you know, outlets. So it became available nationally on May 27th.
Excellent.
And like I say, we started touring actually. First gig was June 2nd, and we haven't had a day off since.
It sounds like it's going to be a busy summer for you guys. That's a great thing.
Yeah.